KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Support comes from Denver's Mount St. Vincent, a provider of outpatient pediatric behavioral health therapies, presenting its fundraising event, the Silver Bell Ball, on Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m. at the Grand Hyatt, Denver. Tickets and more information can be found at www.msvhome.org/SBB.
Support comes from the 10th Annual Boulder Jewish Film Festival, taking place now through November 13th at the Dairy Arts Center, featuring curated films and an in-person talk with cinematographer Peter Stern and a Wild West double feature wrap party. Tickets and a schedule of events can be found at thedairy.org.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Highway 322 with Dane.
Oh, Krusty Radio Man.
Wish I was a mole in the ground. Well, I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. And Campy wants a $9 show. Oh, Campy wants a $9 show. With my $40 bill, she says, Poppy, where you been too long?
I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. stories that you told. And I lie on my bed and I see your sweet face and the past I remember. Still echoes my name, but now the nights are so long and sorrow's deep, and nothing is worse than a night without sleep. I'll walk out.
so much time. Won't you get out and see what you can find? Well, here it comes again, and there it comes, just like the wind. Here it comes again, and there it goes, just like. We're still in
my tale of woe. Got some good advice to give you, lots of things you ought to know. Take a tip from one who's traveled and never stopped a rambling round. Cause once you get the Roman fever, you never want to settle down. Boy, you never want to settle down. Tired of roaming, gonna settle down for life. Well, then I heard the whistle blowing, and I knew it was a red ball train. And I let that gal beside the railroad. I never saw that gal again. Boy, I never saw that gal again. Saw that gal again. the trains go by.
Together with the common desire. The fever we had might have set the West Coast on fire. 2 months later, got trouble in mind. Maggie moved out and left me behind. But it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine. The way she left sure turned my head around. Seemed like overnight she just up and put me down. Ain't gonna let it bother me today. I've been working and I'm too tired anyway. But it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine. 1,600 miles from the people I know. Been doing all I can, but opportunity sure comes slow. Thought I'd be a star by today, but I'm sweeping out a warehouse in West LA. But it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine.
There you are.
Thought I'd be a star by today, but I'm sweeping out a warehouse in West LA. But it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine. Yes, all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine. Well, it's all right, 'cause it's midnight and I got 2 more bottles of wine.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Highway 322. This is your host, Damon. I'm glad you can join me here on the show, traditional and brand spanking new folk and Americana music. We started off this first set of music with Bob Neuwirth. I have to say, unfortunately, the late Bob Neuwirth, he passed away just this last year. We heard him teamed up with Eliza Carthy doing Harry Smith's collected from his anthology of American folk music, I Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground. And Mr. Utah Phillips wrote the classic Rock Salt Nails, and we heard one that was covered by Rosalie Sorrells out of Utah and recorded in Colorado, I believe, in Telluride and places in the 70s. Pretty prolific. And Sylvie, this is new music. Kind of a cross-collaboration out of L.A., and I think one, the lady songwriter is from England, I believe. Anyway, they have a new album out that's really great if you like kind of a retro sound. It's called, the album was called Sylvie, and we heard Stealing Time. Ry Cooder gave us the title's track off Boomer's Story, and Delbert McClinton gave us the original version of Two More Bottles of Wine. Sam Bush, we're going to hear new music from him. This is one called Radio John, and a little bit of a tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis we'll hear in this next set, as well as some classic honky-tonk and Appalachian music.
Time on the docks of the Mississippi Valley Bars line, stoking tall boats on those long hot days, getting half days off sometimes with pay. Became a steamboat captain and wrote the song to Mark Twain, rolling down the river. I can hear something coming up around the bend. It's the Julia Bell Swain voice gleaming and it's steaming on in. And it's Radio John standing at the helm with a wave and a smile and some yarns to tell. And a shuffle and a skittle ball. He wrote songs every day, Lord, he scratch and scribble, so the tunes that he wrote he could play on his own. Well, I went up the river, come away last Sunday night, with my fiddle and my banjo and my baby there to hold me tight. Sang with rhythm like a piston on the railroad train. He was tapping his shoes, we was having a ball. Now Radio John had us all sing along, just a clapping and a stomping to every one of his songs. He can make us happy and sometimes make us cry, and looking back now I wish we never had to say goodbye. It was 690
of spray. May I tell it like it is? It hurts me to the deepest depths, feeling secondhand chagrin. It is true without a doubt that you play cat and I'm a mouse. Whatever it is you feel today, it's as steady as a crashing wave. Grin. It is true without a doubt that you play cat and I'm a mouse. Whatever it is you feel today, it's as steady as a crashing wave.
And we kissed in fun, a few stolen kisses, and no harm was done. Instead of stopping when we could, we went right on, till suddenly we found the brakes were gone. You belong to someone else and I do too. It's just as crazy being here with you. As a bad motorcycle with the devil in the seat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. I didn't want to want you, now I have no choice. It's too late to listen to the warning voice. All I hear is thunder as our two hearts beat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. You're not free to belong to me, and you flash by us, but we pay no heed. Instead of slowing down the pace, we keep picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. Doing 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. You're not free to belong to me, and you know I can never be your own. Your lips on mine are like sweet, sweet wine, but we're heading for a wall of stone. Warning signs are flashing by us, but we pay no heed. Instead of slowing down the pace, we keep picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. To 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street.
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over that old rainbow. I wonder why, Lord, can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, you know there's a land old Jerry dreamed of, once in a lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where kisses are melting like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over the rainbow. I wonder why can't I? Thank you.
Support comes from Neptune Mountaineering in Boulder, founded in 1973, a recreational retail shop for all things hiking, camping, and outdoors. Neptune Mountaineering hosts special events every Thursday night, which are open to the public. Registration and information at NeptuneMountaineering.com.
Support comes from Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, sharing the expertise and skills of partner members to help Boulder County nonprofit organizations build their capacity and deliver on their missions. Details on how to partner with Social Venture Partners can be found at SocialVenturePartnersBoulderCounty.org.
And wrapping up later part of the show, in that middle set, we started off with one from new music from Sam Bush as Radio John, and also new music from Juliana Rolino with Queen of Spades from her new record called All Blue, and some classic honky-tonk going back to Hank Snow, 90 Miles an Hour Down a Dead End Street, and Jerry Lee Lewis, late great Jerry Lee Lewis, covering Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow. We'll definitely miss him. Valerie Carter going back to the John Sebastian Lowell George track, Face of Appalachia. and Norma Tanega. It's a track called Nothing Much Is Happening Today. Let's kick this one off with Barbara Keith.
People expect you to fall, hit that same old wall. Really, they don't want to help at all. They talk behind your back today, shake their heads and say, well, I always knew that the ball would come to no good anyway. You better pack up and go, Detroit or Buffalo. Anybody want to know where you don't know, you don't know. God knows everybody gotta go sometime. And I'm taking this train to the end of the line. Missing every mile, that friend of mine. I haven't been too well myself, a lot of time on the shelf. Saying that I don't need help when I do, but I'm gonna be just fine. A lot of friends, a little wild. Still, I wish I could see you again sometime. But I better pack up. Sometime. And I'm taking this train to the end of the line. Missing every mile, that friend of mine. Hard to open up the door, like you've done so many times before. Sometimes you think you just can't do it anymore. Take a chance and take a train out into the pouring rain. And all you got's your suitcase for the plane. But you better pack up and go, Detroit or Buffalo. Anybody taking this train to the end of the line. Oh, I'm missing every mile, that friend of mine. Missing every mile, that friend of mine.
Thank you.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. Probably die in a small town. Oh, the small communities. And all my friends, it's a small town. My parents live in the same small town. My job is a small town, provides little opportunity. Educated in a small town, taught to fear Jesus in a small town. Used to daydream in that small town, another boring romantic, that's me. But I've seen it all in a small town. Had myself a ball in a small town. Married an L.A. doll and brought her to this small town. Now she's small town, just like me. No, I cannot forget from where it is that I come from. Cannot forget the people who really love me. Well, I can be myself here in this small town, and people let me be just what I wanna be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got nothing against a big town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. Gonna die in a small town. Oh, and that's probably where they'll bury me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. Probably die in a small town. Oh, and that's just where I wanna be.
They say nothing could ever last. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and I ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart. my babies and I had my first kiss. I've walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I could see the sun setting fast. And just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye. But hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. I buried my mama and I buried my pa. They sleep up the street beside the pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say. If they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Now I sit on the porch and watch the lightning bugs fly, but I can't see too good. I got
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Netherlands, featuring the Hillbenders and Armchair Boogie Friday, November 11th. Ticket information and more at cariboo-room.com.
Support comes from the 10th Annual Boulder Jewish Film Festival, taking place now through November 13th at the Dairy Arts Center, featuring curated films and an in-person talk with cinematographer Peter Stein and a Wild West double feature rap party. Tickets and a schedule of events can be found at thedairy.org. Good evening and welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime, and tonight we enter in part two of a two-part series that we are doing in honor of Scott Joplin, who was born this month. It's called The Orchestral Joplin, and this is part two. So in part one, we left Joplin in Sedalia, Missouri. He had traveled around there and finally up and down the Mississippi River and finally settled in Sedalia. There he met John Stark, publisher, and the Maple Leaf Rag was published. And thanks to the royalty arrangements of the Maple Leaf, Joplin gave up playing for the more enjoyable pursuits of teaching and composing ragtime. So that's where we left him a week ago. Now, he was kind of at loose ends. He had married and a 2-month-old girl had died, and then his wife died. So he was at loose ends. He wandered around Chicago, visited family back in Texarkana, Texas, then came to New York City in 1907, where John Stark had preceded him, setting up his editorial office there. He met Lottie Stokes in New York, whom he married in 1909. She provided him with the comfort, love, and understanding he needed to further inspire his musical ideas. It was at this time that he expended most of his energy working on Treemonisha, the folk opera which was soon to occupy his thoughts for the rest of his life. He opposed the life of the sporting district on basic principle and rejected the attendant performer dimensions of a ragtime life. So it's a bitter irony that in the end, the district life caught up with him. He died of complications arising from syphilis. New York, New York, April 1st, 1917. Well, having said that, Joplin didn't write any music, any of his rags specifically for orchestra, but they can be programmed for orchestra and have been programmed for orchestra, and we have quite a collection of them. We played a dozen of them last week, and we're going to do another dozen tonight. So we'll start out with probably the biggest orchestra that we have available, the Boston Pops Orchestra. And here from 1899 is the Maple Leaf Rag, and then following that will be from 1901 the Easy Winners with the Phoenix Symphony Ragtime